the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatballs.
Testicles.
Pointy at the doggy.
Gummy normal.
Previous.
In our eyes, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park on 2SER. Normally in the intro, I waffle on about some nonsense I've thought up through the week, but not this week, not tonight. There will be no beating around the bush. I am going to get straight into the show like most normal programs would. And we are a normal program. Don't let the tone of my voice fool you. We are a normal program about sport. We bring you all you need to know about the world of sport and sport that's happening around you. So please allow me to waste none of your time as I get into the introductions. Up first, it's me, Joel Kasem, and I am joined by my two co-hosts of whom I'm about to introduce. Beginning with a man whose birthday it was yesterday, or today as we're recording it on Thursday, it's a big happy birthday to Mick Rad.
Thanks, Joel. That was the biggest waffle
intro
I've ever heard. You're all in one breath. I'm very impressed. Yeah. Thanks. It's good to be here. We have this tradition now where we have to record shows on people's birthdays.
Yes.
So Gabby's next. Yes.
I don't even want to think about my birthday.
Well, are we allowed to know when your birthday is? I don't know when your birthday is.
November 2nd, Scorpio.
Boom. Ooh. Got it. Thank you.
Done.
Noted. Also joining us is a person, woman, man, camera, TV. It's Gabby Morris.
I'm Michelle.
Sorry, Michelle.
I just feel like a shell of a human this week.
Why is that?
I just can't. I can't handle it anymore. 2020 is just repeated kick in the nuts, and I've had enough.
Yeah, and but it can get better, right? It's going to get better.
Yeah,
it can't get any worse, surely.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Oh my
God. What have I done?
Oh,
what have you done, Joel?
Jesus.
Whoopsie daisies.
I take that back.
No, look. We're all dealing with our own ways, getting through this. But I feel that things are going to get better. I have this premonition.
What? Well, where do you? Well, what world are you living in?
Did you have a stroke?
Don't, Joel.
Spring's coming. Like in a month.
Well, yeah, it is.
It's getting warmer.
That's actually true. That's true.
And I feel like winter's tough. Like winter's just a tough time to get through anyway. But I think there's sunshine and lollipops around the corner.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Not massive on lollipops, but
really?
Sunshine would be nice. Although I do like the cold.
You like the cold?
Tough. I do. I'm a big fan of rain.
What?
Yep.
Why?
I like
James Rain.
Too. Rain's great.
I was trying to think of a James Rain song, but I just couldn't think of one quick enough. Hammerhead. That's a James Ray
song. Is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Have you you like the heat, right, Gab? Because you like summer and surfing and stuff.
Yep. But you know what I've realized is that the sun, as I've aged and I'm aging, and maybe that's why I'm a bit sad this week, because I've noticed I'm getting like quite bad sunspots on my skin, and I'm like really upset at myself for not caring for my skin more when I was younger.
Yeah. This is a big thing.
PSA is just wear bloody sunblock every day.
Do it every day.
The sun is doing.
Yeah. If it's raining, wear it. If it's nighttime, wear it.
Exactly.
If you're inside, wear it.
Nighttime.
Wear it.
It's all those UV rays that come from the moon. The sun bounces off the moon.
It has to. I mean, that's how we get the light, right?
Yes.
Shall we go into space? I love space. I'll happily talk about space.
Would you want to colonize on another planet? Like if they were asking for volunteers to go and colonize Mars or something,
nah.
You wouldn't do that?
No. Nah. I won't even leave Sydney.
Who wants to be a colonizer?
Not like knows that term. You're not pushing out some indigenous people from the moon.
How do you know? You haven't even landed.
No, they've got like a rover on Mars. They've found their life there.
But I mean, think of how big Mars is. Rover's just a little thing about the size of this desk. It's got a long way to go to find stuff.
Is Mars that big? big?
It's fairly big.
Is it? Is it like comparable?
I feel like I definitely know that Joel has more of the answer.
It's not as big as Earth, but it's pretty close, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. Across the galaxy.
Across the galaxy.
Across the ever-expanding universe.
See, I reckon we should shift into that. Seeing as sport is just pretty much a fail of 2020, why don't we just talk about conspiracy theories to do with UFOs? No other types of conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Just across the galaxy.
Across the X-Files.
We need a rebrand.
Can I drop my cousins into something? Because they don't listen to this anyway.
Okay.
They believe in the conspiracy theories.
Oh, wait. Nick. Go on. Around it all. Tinfoil hat sort of.
Seriously, we had a family chat started thing the other day, and I got triggered because they started talking about not taking the COVID vaccine, which doesn't even exist yet. And I'm like, you're telling people not to take a vaccine that doesn't exist, which is going to open up this world. And I just went off at them.
Good.
And then
what'd you do?
Oh, like, just
throw shit?
In my house, no. Well, you know, I'm on chat. It's like a Facebook Messenger group or whatever.
Oh, I see.
And they believe those crazy conspiracies.
How annoying and tedious are those group family situations where you're just like, I'm only here to be a supportive part of the family, but shit, people can just waffle on and it can just be a nightmare to be involved.
Definitely.
I have to put it on like mute mode.
People just need to be normal and understand that 5G is going to kill us all.
And masks will activate something. I don't know.
And masks will activate something.
And Bill Gates is our overseer and lord and master.
Don't even utter such words.
I remember hearing this thing. This is like a million years ago that, you know, when Windows first started and, I assume it still does it. The little, it's like the, what's that little timer thing? The sand.
Yeah,
the hourglass.
Yeah. Hourglass. Yeah.
It would come up when things were loading.
Yeah.
And someone said, every time that happened, Bill Gates had an orgasm. Set something off in his brain.
Like he's linked.
Yeah.
And he was just like automatically.
That's a theory I can get behind, I think.
If that was true, he'd be just orgasming continually.
Great. Good on you, Bill Gates.
He would just never stop.
Imagine that. Imagine if you just couldn't stop orgasming.
Oh, God. That's awful.
Have you ever seen the movie Orgasmo, where you got like a gun and you can point it at people and make people have orgasms?
I don't think I have, no.
It was really good.
What kind of Pornhub are you on?
It was made by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the South Park guys.
Yeah, okay,
it was a
movie
they made before South Park.
Yeah, and basketball.
Yeah, they did that too.
Mm. Oh, God, basketball.
Good start, everyone. 7 minutes in. We haven't even got into the content section yet, which is, of course, Mick's birthday.
Content.
There you go. Actually, you should have done your one for your birthday.
Content.
Goes for a while. I can't fade it out either because it'll turn off Gabby. So, content.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
How are you?
Pretty good. Oh, look, I'm fine. You know, but I took the day off and I never do this. I never take my birthday off work.
Mm.
But I just figured this year, I just thought, why the hell not? I got crap loads of leave. I'm not going anywhere, but I just don't want to work on my birthday.
Why do you normally not take your birthday off?
I don't know.
I've never taken my birthday off.
I've never thought it was a reasonable excuse to take a day off.
Good on you.
You know, I just thought, well, it's my birthday, so. Like, everyone else has got to work. What am I going to do on my birthday?
Yeah.
But this year, I'd organized with my mate to have burgers for lunch. My wife organized, like, a nice grooming thing for me this arvo.
I just love that she organized you to get groomed.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
that means a sign.
It was one of those pet, the ones that come and watch the dogs.
Barkled up.
It's just like a trailer. Honey,
you sit in the back.
Groomers are here.
He's got to put his collar on. He doesn't want to go. No, Julie, I'm not going.
Got to take a Valium before he does it.
Sorry.
But the most exciting thing I'm doing today is I'm going to a real life gig.
Wow.
With people and music and
what are live. Gigs like now? Do you have to sit in a chair?
You have to sit. The chairs are spaced out. You can get drinks and stuff, but you have to sit down and drink them, like at the footy.
Okay.
And yeah, you just
sounds
can't mosh.
Like you're an old fella at the RSL or something.
It's very sophisticated, very casual. I'm wondering if how bands must react. Like, it'd be hard as a band to rock the hell out on stage while everyone's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Very.
Mick, give us your best like rocking out while you're sitting down.
That was quite good. Wow. I wish everyone could see that.
No, you can't. Wish that. But yes, thanks. It's I went to the groomer and the guy said, happy 22nd birthday. And I was like, thanks, mate.
That's nice.
Just double it.
So wait, where is the gig at, like a small bar venue or something?
No, Factory Theatre.
Oh, I didn't even know that they were allowed to do that. That's amazing.
They're doing like 20 shows, DMAs, and this is the first night of them. And they can't do enough, like, and they're trying to get them in, obviously, while we can. So they're doing two a night. And they're fitting as many. I don't know what the numbers are going to be. I guess maybe 100, if that's the limit. What's the current limit?
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of people, though.
Well, yeah, but if it's a big room, the bigger the room, then the more numbers you can have, right?
That's right, yeah.
And everyone has to be seated.
Yeah. Yep.
What's the deal with the sitting? Like, if you're standing and you don't move around?
I guess it's easier to define people's space when you're seated. If you're standing, how do you control people from getting too close to each other? You've got no control over that unless you put dots on the floor and say, don't move them, that dot. But people move because people are idiots.
Well, you got to do things. You got to go to the bar or you got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I find like in these situations as well, in like pubs or spaces where people can consume a lot of alcohol, the whole concept of social distancing and hygiene like goes out the window after the second or third beer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it just true. Like inherently comes back to you where you like smack your mate on the back when they're being funny or like go in for a kiss when you see someone you haven't seen before or just get closer and closer and start yelling in each other's faces. Yeah.
Spitting in everyone's faces as you talk.
It's just like, you just see people as more and more drunk they get. It's like, it's impossible to maintain distance and not yell and like, just be, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Look, before we move on from your birthday, Mick, I wanted to do something for you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So I got together a few of your friends, all right, and they've recorded some birthday messages for you.
No way.
Yeah. And so I think now is probably a good time to play it. So.
What?
Enjoy.
Okay.
Hey, Mick. It's Joel here from across the park and across the desk. Just wanted to wish you a very happy 50th birthday. Congratulations, mate. Milestone. Love you.
G'day, Mick. Happy 60th. What an honour to be your mate. Really love learning from my elders. Hope it's a beautiful day. Cheers, Mick.
Oh, there you go. Mates, all my mates
How
together.
About that,
oh, not bad. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Wow. I realised that I recorded that message lying down, like, and you can tell because I'm like, hey, mate.
Yeah, you sound really different.
You sound different. It's hard. I was actually, wait, that's Gab, right? But wait, it doesn't really sound like Gab.
I was hoping you'd actually say your name, Gabby.
You didn't give me any direction.
I know. I'm sorry.
Thanks, guys. That's nice. Nice of you to guess my age. You know, a bit off, but that's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. We love you whatever age you are.
It doesn't matter. That's
thanks,
right.
Thanks.
Look, I, for this show, for the game today, I thought of this idea, and we're obviously not doing the game yet, although it is getting close, of doing, like, guess famous birthdays, like people born today on the same day as you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So this will be the game later.
Okay.
Anyway, as I was looking into this, I came across a guy, right? His name is, or was, Roy Park. Perfect, because this is across the park.
Oh, yeah.
Born on the same day as you, Mick. Yeah. He was born in 1892. Mm. He is an Australian cricketer who played in one test match. He was bowled on the first ball, or he got out for a duck on the first ball he faced, never faced another ball. And bowled one over that went for 9 runs.
Wow, what a
perfect
legacy.
For this show.
Oh, what a legend. What a Leo. What a great guy. I'm sure he was a really nice guy. Look, he maybe couldn't play cricket that well, but he got to the Australian team, so he's all right.
He made the Australian team. Hey, look, you know what? He also did other things. He played in the VFL.
Oh, wow.
So the original AFL.
Yeah.
He played for University in 1912, Melbourne in 1915, and Footscray in 1920. So he did do other things. He was much better at AFL.
Yeah.
But... I just love that he played one innings in a test match against England.
Got
out for a golden duck. And then
imagine
they went
on. Like all his mates and his family like going to watch him.
Yeah. Especially if it was like, this is like, he would have been playing, I don't know, early 1900s.
Mm.
Maybe it was in England. I didn't really check. They all had to jump on a boat for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Get there and watch him get out for a duck. His family came, give him a bowl. And he gets smashed for 9 off his first over. So there you go. Ouch. I thought that was really cool. But yeah, there.
That's good. I didn't know him about him.
No.
Good fact.
Yes. I had some other stuff, but we
actually,
got to, yeah.
Speaking of old people.
What?
Did you hear about Mike Tyson getting back in the ring? You must seek some inspiration from that, Mick.
I mean, you know, boxers, unfortunately, get hit in the head a lot. So when you've been hit in the head a lot, you probably don't make the best decisions when you get a bit older.
Yes.
Mike Tyson, really, really? What are you doing? How old is he? 50-something?
Like 53.
Yeah.
Who's he fighting?
Me. Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Like,
when but you, I feel when, like, to be honest, I'd probably Muhammad watch Ali. That. Like, two old guys going at each other. Oh, you know
really?
I mean?
I don't know. I still think Mike Tyson would probably build the absolute shit out of someone.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't
in or out of
back
ring.
In the day, well, he was unstoppable.
After his retirement, he put on, like, 60 kilos. But, I mean, he's lost it all now. Like, imagine, like,
He also owns a marijuana farm in California.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he also bit someone's ear off.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's right. Foreman, wasn't it?
Not I would not want to get in the ring with him.
Remember we talked about George Foreman on this show and he named all his children George?
And his girls.
And the girls. And, yeah. He's got like 10 kids.
No.
Yeah. It really happened. Okay. Well, that's a great segue into sport, Gabby. Thank you. Sport. Let's start with Super Netball because that returns this weekend.
Well. We're now every sports, all sports are now just moving to Queensland, including Super Netball.
The what? Super Bowl?
Apparently, yes, Super Netball is considering moving to Queensland, like everything else.
I thought they were already in Queensland.
Oh, they
I just
are
think
staying.
It's just yeah. like it's just going to mean there's probably another spike there. You know, like it's like everyone's going to be flooding. To go to Queensland,
but
and
I think
it's just going to be like.
Well, that's true, but then it'll only be in their little bubble. So I think they're sort of staying away from everyone else, and they stay in like their own little.
It's
area.
Like the NRL bubble, which apparently you have to get permission to get into or out of.
Yeah,
and that's why they're being very careful.
Well, there was a few breaches happening in the AFL bubble, so I don't know how serious people are taking it.
Anyway, it comes back this weekend. Starts on Saturday. It's a 60-game season. Being played over 14 weeks. Ooh. So basically, putting that into perspective, it's like some teams will be playing 3 games a week.
Whoa.
That's how much they're just cramming this in to make sure this whole season gets played.
They're really desperate, like organisers, to get these seasons done. Like, so the NBA starts this weekend, back again.
Okay, so we were wrong last week?
Yeah, we were wrong. Because I knew you were wrong and I didn't want to argue.
Didn't want
but, but no, July 30, this day that is we're recording this. Yes. Actually, by the time this is going to air, they would have played their first game back.
Right.
But they're squeezing the season in by October. They get like 4 or 5 weeks off and then they're back into the next season.
Wow.
NBA. It's full
on. That is really quick, isn't it? But it's almost like you don't have a pre-season. You're just playing the previous season.
Yeah, they're just trying to cram in this season, get it out of the way, and then they're going to start the next season almost straight away. Major League Baseball's back for a week. And all these teams have got like positive players. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like some clubs have got 9+ players positive.
Wow.
So I don't know how they continue. I don't know.
Nah, that can't.
It's ridiculous.
No chance.
Yeah.
So yeah, starts this weekend. Queensland Firebirds versus Sunshine Coast Lightning on Saturday is the first game.
Let's just have all Queensland teams just play each other. No, that's it.
Yeah.
Done.
I think that's it. There's only the two.
One game. They play 60 games.
Oh my god, imagine how much you'd hate each other. 60
best of 60. It's not even an even number, you probably end up 30 all.
Yeah, at the end they're just like, we'll have to call it a tie.
Yeah. See, what a waste of
okay, anyway, NRL news.
Yeah,
David Fifita signs a $3.5 million deal with the Gold Coast Titans starting next year.
How many years is that?
3-year deal.
3 years, so it's $1.2 million a year.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's a lot of cash.
He's not even that. I mean, he's good, but he's not.
Yeah, he's not. Like, yeah, that's exactly what I want to say.
Are people just like freaking out in COVID? Are they just like, we just got to make some deals? Like, what?
Well, have you heard about the Sonny Bill Williams deal?
Yeah.
You're right, Gab. Like, people are going a bit silly. So, the Roosters wanted to offer Sonny Bill Williams for 4 games. Plus finals, mm-hmm. we're going to give him $120,000. for four games plus finals. Then the NRL came back and said, that's not enough. You have to pay him more.
Yeah.
Because they have to pay, there's a deal where you've got to pay players what they're worth. So the Roosters added 30,000. So Sonny Bill Williams will get, just say he played only four games, he'll get $37,500 for each game. Unbelievable. I mean, obviously he's a big draw card and, you know, blah, blah, blah. He used to be a great player, but I don't know. That's over the top.
It is. It's crazy. And the thing is, we don't know how good he's going to be because, I mean, obviously, like you said, it's going to be a huge draw card for their first game, whoever they play in that first game.
Yeah.
If he's shit, then the next three games and then the finals, you're like, oh, is he even going to get picked? And what about the player who is going to miss out because of him?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
probably
yeah.
won't be anyone because they're in so many injuries. But
and once again, the Roosters, who, as we know, always seem to just buy players and people come and play for them all the time.
Yeah.
There's always this think that they're over the salary cap. They never are, somehow, magically.
Yeah, okay.
And no other club really got an opportunity to sign him.
That's right.
It's just only the Roosters got the chance.
Yep.
It's not right.
No, it's not right. It's not right.
Guys, I've told you this every bloody time. It's rigged.
It is rigged. No, when you're speaking of the Roosters, it's 100% rigged. Injuries. Knights lose their number 9, Andrew McCulloch, and then lose their backup number 9, Connor Watson, in the same game. That wasn't very nice.
Ouch.
The referees, there's some drama with the bunker.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been drama with the bunker for a long time. Now they're saying they probably won't, or they don't know yet if they're going to. So they've got a contract with the bunker, right?
NRL doesn't actually own it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're contracted till the end of this year. And they're thinking next year they might do something new. Or it'll be on the same lines. But they're like, we might have better technology. And
I'll call it the cubby house instead.
Maybe.
I don't know. You got a good name to replace the bunker, Gab? Something that...
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I didn't think so. But the problem isn't the bunker. The bunker is actually great. It's a really good idea. The problem is the referees who are in the bunker making the wrong decision. Yeah, that's true, right? You can't blame the bunker. The bunker is almost perfect, aside from a few like forward passes and stuff.
They go okay, and they've made a conscious effort this year to be faster.
Sorry, what is the bunker?
So it's like a video referee, like VAR
so
in soccer.
Cameras, like VAR. Okay.
Yeah. They ultimately will decide whether something's a try or not, or if it was a knock on, or if you know there's a captain's call and they've got to look at something. That's their job, is to assess it from camera angles. And in previous years when they've bought the bunker, you know, they've been really slow, they take forever. This year they were really quick and they're going faster. And I think it's been better.
Yeah.
But they have made a couple of little mistakes, which have more big mistakes in some contexts.
Last week.
So
how could they make mistakes? I don't get it. Isn't that people just reviewing a video?
Yes. So that's what I mean. The bunker isn't the problem. The referee inside the bunker is the problem.
But surely it's not just one ref.
No, I think they have two, don't they? Two?
See, I'm telling you, it is rigged.
Gabby.
That is the most rigged situation I've ever heard of.
Gabby, I'm not denying that the referees are rigged.
Controversial.
Canberra. In typical Across the Park fashion, 2 weeks ago I said Canberra would struggle for the rest of the season due to injuries, yet they've beaten last year's premiers and then the Rabbits. Like, I don't need any help being made to look stupid.
How the tipping? We haven't done tipping this year. I'm winning my tipping comp.
Are you?
Because no one, none of you guys went in it. There's three of us and no one else has tipped.
Are you really doing it?
Oh, yeah.
By yourself?
Well, no, I'm in other ones as well. I mean, other comps, but I mean, we've still got the Across the Park tipping comp.
Yeah.
And it's got you and me and you've got no tips.
I forgot. I didn't even know we were doing it. That's a good way to win.
Don't tell anyone else. I didn't even know either. I don't even know what it entails, so.
Well, there's still like... entails.
Oh. Heads or tails, right?
What
Yeah, it's tipping on heads and tails. It's two up. Okay. AFL.
Yeah.
West Coast Eagles started off the season with 0 wins from their first 3 games when they're in their little Gold Coast hub. Then they won their last 2 games, I think, that they played in Gold Coast. Then they went back to Perth last weekend and absolutely smashed Collingwood 111-45.
Whoa. And that's good pretty to be good home. For the shorter games and to get a score like that.
Yeah, that's a big score.
Pretty big.
I'm going to say the biggest score this year. Mm-hmm. Probably wrong, but I'm going to say that.
Just say it.
GWS got a much needed win in their rematch of last year's grand final.
I just want to be just say, I'm just really mindful of that because Media Watch could be listening. if you don't say the right thing. So just be careful with that.
Oh, if we got a media watch, that'd be best. That'd be the ultimate.
Yeah, that would be a really good publicity. But also, I'll just throw it in. Allegedly, they've got the highest score this year.
Saying they committed a murder. I mean, come on.
Just throw an alleged in there. It doesn't matter. Yeah, so Gold Coast. GWS beat Richmond Tigers. Toby Green keep 5 goals.
A bit of revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Port Adelaide is sitting on top of the ladder, while the Adelaide Crows, the other Adelaide team, are sitting last with 0 wins.
Oh, that'll really hurt those Crows fans because they hate Port more than anything.
Of course they're going to hate each other. They're in the same city.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to... gross. Crows have actually lost 11 straight, so that's going into last year as well.
Wow.
They're not having a good run. Basketball news, Mick?
Oh, just in case, have you got a sneaky mill just hanging around in your pocket?
I'll check. No.
Nah.
I
well,
do.
Oh, you do? Well, Gab, if you're just trying to think of what to spend that on today.
You say drill?
Yeah, drill.
Mill.
Listen.
A sneaky mill.
Oh, drill.
Oh, mill. Michael Jordan, we were about to find out how much a pair of sneakers can go for at an auction, because Michael Jordan's got a bunch of sneakers that he's selling, and they reckon that one of them, which, get this, he played in Italy with this pair of Air Jordans, like Air Jordan 1s, like the first original Nike Airs, whatever, and he smashed the glass in this game, if you ever remember this, in Italy. It was like an exhibition game sort of thing, and a piece of glass from the backboard is embedded in the shoe as well.
Yeah.
And they reckon these pairs of shoes are going to go for over $900,000 Australian.
Wow.
What?
It's ridiculous. So we'll find out. They're going on, I think it's on the auctions on the weekend, but I'll let you know next week how much they went for. But yeah, if you've got a sneaky mill, you can bid it on these shoes.
What would you, if it was any sporting memorabilia, what would either of you spend $900,000 on?
Not
including your mini cricket bat.
My favourite sporting moment was when Aloisi kicked the penalty kick to get Australia into the World Cup in 2005. If I could get like that ball or
the net.
The net or I don't know, the shirt that Aloisi had, like, you know, ripped off and then spun around his head.
Yeah.
Like that's the sort of memorabilia I'd love. I'd pay good money for that. But wow. I don't have good money. I've only got bad money. What are you, Joel?
Oh, I don't know. All I can think of is rugby league stuff. I mean, I don't know if that's any good.
Well, that's all right.
$900,000. Can I just get a car or something, Gab? Or buy a house?
Yeah. The car's yours. Look under the desk.
<Da-da-da-da>.
You looked. You actually looked.
He's still looking. It'll show up. Gabby, anything you would get before we get onto the game?
You know, in 2008, the Olympics, there was a shuttlecock that was used by an Australian badminton player that I've had my eyes on for a really long time. So definitely would purchase that with a cool $1 million.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right, let's play a game. Who shares a birthday with Emrad?
Right. I like how we're doing this, even though this show doesn't go to air on my birthday.
Doesn't matter. But it is your birthday today for us.
It is, yes.
That title of the game
doesn't
work.
That would be so weird if we didn't even acknowledge your birthday just because this show doesn't go live on your birthday. Just imagine if we didn't say anything.
Yeah, that would be weird.
You would hate it.
Yeah.
I know you're a big sook about your birthday. Come on.
Says who?
All right.
Says me.
So the
Guys,
name...
I'm a big sook on my birthday, so make it a big fucking deal, okay?
Thanks,
Gab. Okay. The name of this game is Who Shares a B-Day with Emrad, but I don't think that works because I'm just going to give you the name of a famous person and you tell me what year they were born. Okay. Here we go. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was also born today. Oh, you're going to know these.
Oh, no, I don't know when they're born.
The year.
Okay. I don't even know the date today. What is the date?
August 12th.
What?
November 2nd.
How old's Arnie? I reckon he was born in 19...
I don't know. Don't give me what age. Just give me... Yeah. 68, thank you.
1968, July 30th.
Well, that's good. You got the day right.
Oh.
What's the year?
I'm going to say 19...
It's your birthday, you get two guesses.
I'm going to say 1958.
Lower.
Ooh, 1955.
Wrong, sorry. we are running out of time.
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh. I'm going to say 1972. No? Come on, Gab. Quick, stop looking it up.
I'm looking it up.
Love it.
63.
Yeah.
63, shout out. Kate Bush.
Okay. Christopher Nolan.
Oh, really? Is he born on this day? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Batman.
Well, he's not Batman.
1971.
Oh, so close. I'm going to give it to you. It's 70.
70.
What did you say? 48. One more.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Emily Bronte.
Oh.
Who's that?
She
Wuthering Heights.
Wrote the book.
An author. Emily from Bronte. The 1800s, Gab. I'll give you a clue.
1862.
Lower.
1845.
Lower.
1832.
Lower.
1827.
Lower.
1811.
Higher.
Just stupid.
1818.
Hey!
All right, that's the end of the show.
Thanks.
That was a good game.
Thanks, guys.
See you, guys.
Stay sporty.
Stay sporty.
Oh, you can't say two.
No.
It's mine.
What the hell? You've never proven it.
I know.
Bye.
I've got to do it. Bye. Happy birthday, Mick.
Bye. Thanks.